From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 20th at 8:55. Coming up right on 8:56, we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And I hope that people were safe over the last couple of days because this weather has sure been crazy. Looking at the grain futures this morning, corn's the only thing that really has much of a pop to it at all. Beans seeing a lot of pressure, particularly from the bean oil side, and wheat is down again today. We've lost about 25 cents this week in the wheat market. The focus is really on the March 31 reports, both the grain stocks, which looks back, and the planting intentions, which looks forward. Reports out of South America show good planting pace on the Brazilian safrina crop, and in pretty decent shape as well. We are seeing bull spreading in corn. I think that reflects a slowdown of farmer selling. So we have seen a boost in farmer selling January and February and a slowdown this month. We do hear reports that the South American bean crop is in pretty decent shape, a record crop for sure. Jan through Feb, China bought beans even from the U.S. Some of these have yet to be shipped. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 473 and three quarters. That's up 4.5 cents. December, 453 and a half is two higher. July soybeans, 10.19 and three quarters. That's down a penny and three quarters. While November at 10.07 and a half is down 2.5 cents. The meal futures in the July are $1.30 higher, $3.06.90. July bean oil 52 points lower at $42.34. On the Chicago wheat, July Chicago wheat 574 and a quarter. That's down 5 3/4. In December, at 614 and a half is down 5.5. KC wheat, nearby KC wheat, is down just a little bit over a dime this morning. On the mercantile exchange, the meats have been really pretty strong in the cattle and the feeder cattle ahead of the cattle on feed report that comes out after Friday afternoon's close. Expectations are for numbers at total numbers at 98.2 in feedlots, placements 85.6, and marketings at 91.8. Packers do look a little short bought for the week. This has kind of been a weather market. Roads are in a mess as you go west of here. We've got April live cattle at 206.50, down 32, and the June's at 202.62, down 22. April feeders, 286.62, that's down a dime. April live hogs, 72 cents higher, 86.30. Outside markets, we're seeing mostly pressure on the metals market. The crude oil's down 22 cents. We've got the dollar index really been on fire this week. 103.73 in the nearby June is up 0.63. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.